Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Dr. John Wadsworth, live from Pearl River, Louisiana. I just watched LSU lose a baseball game, and don't look too good for them this year. They won the College World Series last year, and it'd be very unusual if they were to win it today, even if they even go to the College World Series. They get that far. But anyhow, I'd like to talk about a little different power and the power of God. And I'd like to look at some words and how they're translated into the English, same word in the Greek, translated into the English in the New Testament. We're going to be going over some verses. So the word dynamis is used 120 times in the New Testament. It's translated mighty works, power, miracle, virtue, wonderful works, strength, mighty deeds, violence, and abundance. And Matthew 6:13, we see that it's the first time it's used in the New Testament. It might be a familiar verse to some of y'all. And we're going to go there, and we'll see what Matthew 6 6:13 is right now. You probably know. It says in Matthew 6:13, and Jesus is telling us how to pray. Okay? And it says there, actually in verse 9, he says, after this manner therefore pray ye. So this is the format that you're to use when you pray. Have an outline with these elements in it. Who are you talking to? Your respect, reverence, what you're requesting, what you can expect, and then you end it in Matthew 6:13, and lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. So you're requesting these things in your prayer, and you're requesting it be done by God's power. And it's the same power, same word that's used in Romans chapter 1, verse 16. To designate or to, let's say, modify what God did, to explain what God did through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Now, let's see what else it is used for, or how it is used. Again, that was the first time it was used. And then that use, it's in a reference to our prayer life. That we're requesting the same power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the same power that saves our soul, the salvation. God uses the same power to that's to answer our prayers. A lot of power. Okay. Let's see. And let's see. What's the easiest way to do this? Let's see. Well, I guess we'll try this. Okay. Then we have, this is interesting, Matthew 7:22, wonderful works. Wonderful works. The same word, dynamis, is used in Matthew 7:22 to explain wonderful works. Well, let's see what that context is that they're using that for. Let's see. Okay, there it is. Matthew 7:22. This is what Jesus says in Matthew 7:22. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. Now, let's go to that verse. What is the context of this? Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. And many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils? And in thy name done many wonderful works? And what is Matthew 7:23, and what did Jesus say, or what he finishes this off with? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. So there's going to be a lot of folks that are go before Jesus and claim that they did many mighty works, and they prophesied in his name, and they cast out devils, and done many wonderful works. And the wonderful works is the same word in the Greek, dynamis. That takes a lot of nerve, but I know there's a lot of people that have a lot of nerve. I think sometimes I've had a lot of nerve in some of the things I've done. But this is, and they're going to be able to do, these people are claiming they did it in God's name and in his power. He's saying they claim God's power that this was done in. But Jesus is saying, I never knew you. Now, I like what Matthew Henry says about the will of God. Remember, that's what this was all about, the will of God. It says there, many will say in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? Many wonderful works. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. In other words, this was done in the flesh. Iniquity is the power of the flesh, is the habitual ingrained flesh, the carnality of mankind. That's what that is. So, but he says, many will say in that day, have we not did this and that? And they will say, Lord, Lord, shall not everyone, in verse 21, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. So they're claiming that they're doing the will of the Father and prophesying and casting out devils and doing, they said they do all of this work in the power of God. So I'm not. Jesus is going to say, I never knew you. So what is the will of God? What is the will of God? Well, let's, I like what Matthew Henry says in reference to this. Now, this is God's will. We believe in Christ, that we repent of sin, that we live a holy life, that we love one another. This is his will, even our sanctification. This is the will of God right here. Not all this other stuff, not all the showmanship and the focus on me, on my iniquitous ability. There's many orators, there's many very intelligent, educated people that are atheists. Many. And they do it with the ability that God created them to do it with. And they've taken it and drew attention to themselves and made, done many mighty works. But Jesus is going to say, I never knew you. Depart from me that work iniquity. But they claim the power of God, that they do this by, and God's going to say, hey, I never knew you. And so I like Matthew Henry's definition of what the will of the Father is. To believe in Christ, to repent of your sin. And that repentance of sin is not a one-time deal when you first believe in Christ. It's an ongoing, because we're still in this iniquitous nature, and we still are tempted and give in to sin. In different ways, but we do it. We give in. So let's see another way in which the word dunamis is used. Then we have Matthew 11:23. Mighty works is translated mighty works. Let's see how that one works out for us. Matthew 11:23, I think it is. Excuse me. Matthew 11:23. Another one. Excuse me. Now, this is when Matthew 11:23. Now, this is when Jesus is talking to many of the cities that he's ministered in and saying how their wicked response is harsher or harder than other cities of a different time. He's saying, then began he to upbraid. This is Matthew 11:20. Then he began to upbraid the cities wherein most of his mighty works were done, because they repented not. This is mighty works. The mighty works is, again, dunamis. But they translated it to mighty works in the English, in the King James. He says, woe unto thee, Chorazin, woe unto thee, Bethsaida, for if the mighty works, dunamis, which were done in you, had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. Tyre and Sidon, the people of Tyre and Sidon, was a little bit before Christ's coming, but they would have repented, he's saying, if they would have seen what he did. So what he's explaining is the hardness of the heart of mankind. And further down the road, further down let's say history, we go, it's going to become harder and harder hearts that are going to live in this world. Now, we've seen what happened 80 years ago, in 80, 85 years ago in the world, when Hitler got in charge and when he took over. And so that was the hardness of man's heart allowed to have its way. Now, this isn't the first time that it's been done like this. Many times, man's heart has allowed or his wickedness has been allowed to reign freely. And every time every time it happens, we see torturous things or unimaginable things that you think man could do, he does. And so it is. God is saying here, other people would have repented when they saw the works that I did, the mighty works that I did. They would have repented and returned and believed that I am the Messiah God, but they didn't. And it's just the same way today. It's amazing how many people can take up for and be on the same side as the Hamas and horrendous things that they did on October 7th, the butchery, the savagery of these inhumane people. And they were so proud and boastful of it. And it's not just them, the people that went across, and not just them, but the whole Gaza was that way. They were raised, those children were raised that way. That was promoted in that culture. So you had about 2 million people that believed that. So it was a festering, it was just festering and festering ever since 2014 or 2004. This hatred, this evilness that was there. And you say, well, how can these people do that? Well, look at our campuses. Look at what we see on television and all of that. And thank God there's some folks that are coming around and standing up to all of this on the campuses. They're available. They're right there, and they're fighting back. They're physically disagreeing with this. That's awesome. Okay. So we see the hardness of the heart there. Now let's see what else, how else it's used in the Bible. Okay, yeah, okay. Matthew 26:64. Let's go there. Matthew 26:64. All right. Matthew 26:64. Jesus said unto him, thou hast said, nevertheless I say unto you, hereafter shall ye see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power and the coming in the clouds of heaven. So we see another example of the power of God, and that Jesus is at the right hand of power. He is the most powerful one. He is the one that created everything. By him, all things consist in they exist in their present condition. He's the powerful one that does that. And it's the same word that's used. Okay, let's go to another one. Let's see what else we got here. Mark 5:30. Let's go there. Mark 5:30. Jesus heals a woman and a Jairus' daughter. Okay. And straightway, okay, here we go. Four. All right. Oh, well, I'm just going to start here. And when Jesus was passed over again by the ship unto the other side, much people gathered unto him, and he was nigh unto the sea. And behold, there came one of the rulers of synagogue, Jairus, by name, and when he saw him, he fell at his feet and besought him greatly, saying, my little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hand on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live. And Jesus went with him, and much people followed him and thronged him. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all she had, and was nothing better, but rather grew worse, when she had heard of Jesus, came in the press and behind and touched his garment. She came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto him, thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and thou sayest thou, who touched me? And he looked round about to see her and had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. Now, let's go back up here. She said, see, she set up the parameters by which she would be healed. Mark 5:27. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched, And she had suffered, 5:26, she had suffered many things of many physicians and had spent all she had and was nothing better, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. So she set up the parameters by which she would be healed. This is what she believed. She was persuaded that if this were to happen to her, she would be whole. So you set up your own parameters by which you believe, by which God works in your life. Don't be silly about it. But this is what she believed. This is how much faith she had that Jesus could heal her. And it says that in verse 30, and Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him. The word virtue here used is the same word in the Greek, dunamis. It's God's power. It's the power of God. So here we see this, that he is Almighty God, that we call on this power in our prayers to accomplish the things. Again, here we have this woman in her way praying and by faith believing, and that's the key, the faith believing by God's power she would be healed. Now, she tried other ways. You know, I think a lot of this supplements that people spend a lot of money on is a ripoff. I mean, they're still snake oil salesmen. Same thing, different bottle, different name. But if you really consult with God and talk to God about it, Lord, you know, how can I be healed of this? I'm in such pain. I don't have any energy. And talk to him that I need to be healed. Now, if he doesn't heal you, he'll lead you to the right healing for you. And by that, he's healing you. That's how I pray. And Jesus honors that. I promise you. Now, let's see what else. Let's see if we can do one more. Let's try Mark 9:39. Let's do that one. We got more. Maybe we'll pick it up next time. 9:39. Okay. Verse 38. And John answered him, saying, Master, we saw one casting out devils in thy name, and he followeth not us, and we forbade him because he followeth not us. But Jesus said, forbid him not, for there is no man which shall do a miracle in my name that can lightly speak evil of me. For he that is not against us is on our part. So here we have Jesus saying, okay, might not be in our denomination. It might not be in our denomination or our Pentecostal or Presbyterian or whatever, our denomination. But Jesus says, forbid him not. For there is no man which shall do a miracle in my name that can lightly speak evil of me. And what is the miracle that we preach? The gospel. That's what this is all about. Well, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, because it is the power of God unto salvation. And this is what we've been talking about. This is the power that we've been talking about. Might be folks that have nothing to do with you or have a different religious activity, and they don't practice their religion just like you, but they preach the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. He can't do it. A person can't do it and honor Jesus without it being of Jesus. That's what he's saying. God bless you. WSM217@gmail.com.